Good morning. Thank you for calling OMATS Health. My name is Tiffany. May I have your zip code, please?
28714.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Richard Bertner.
Spell your last name for me.
B-U-R-T-N-E-R.
All right, thank you. Give me just a moment to get that account pulled up for you.
Sure.
Thank you. All right, and may I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
It's 100 Club Drive, Suite 229, Burnsville, North Carolina.
All right, thank you. And how may I help you this morning?
Well, we've been a customer for years, and I've never had this trouble before, but I went to open one of our packs that was shipped on May 19th, 2020. I've got the shipping label in front of me, or packing list, and it's a 6-month supply. And then I went to open one of the boxes, and the expiration date is October. So the stuff expired even sooner than 6 months. The expiration basically was 4 months later. I've never had that happen. I don't know where the mistake occurred on your end, but you've always shipped something with 18 months life on it and not 4 months in a 6-month supply.
Now, on here, it doesn't show you have a 6-month supply. On here, it shows that you have the OMATS 3, but it's delivered every 3 months, not every 6 months.
I'm looking right at it. It says preferred customer, 6 months.
Let me see if you got another account, because here it doesn't show that. It just shows a 3-month supply. Let me go back. Okay, so that last shipment you received that was shipped out was March the 26th.
Yeah, that was okay. It's 18 months. This one is, we've got a little bit of supply on hand. Should have been 18 months life, and it was 4 months. In which case, if it was 18 months, I could still use it. But it's
okay,
past the end of the day.
Gotcha. So I can do a reship for you, okay? That's no problem.
Well, I'm a little bit flooded with product right now. What I wanted to do was just have this credited off, or I could return it to you so you could see what I'm saying. I can give you the
okay.
Order number.
Give me the order number, please.
It's a long one. It's 108-2816-140870.
Okay.
CPY009.
Okay, yeah, I see that. And that's the one that was shipped out the 26th of March. Now, usually they don't take, if it's not into the 60-day return policy, then they're not going to let it be sent back to us, because that was, let's see, March, April.
Right,
May.
But this is a problem where you didn't even have it in the correct. My ship date on this manifest is May 19th of 20. And the expiration date is October 2nd of 20. So this isn't your average trying to return something. This is a problem on your end.
I'm going to have to transfer you over to a supervisor. And the reason for that is because it's past that time frame. That product was sent out to you the 26th of March. So I don't know how they want to handle this. So I'm going to have to get you transferred over to a supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Hold for just a second for me, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead, because you're still into the 60 days of that stain. Okay, because that was March the 26th when that product was shipped out to you. So actually, you're still in the time frame, because the time frame wouldn't end until May the 26th. This is just the beginning of May. So you're good, okay? But you don't have to return it. And the reason why I say you don't have to return it is because we're not taking any of those products back at the moment. But I can still issue the refund for you, okay?
Okay. That would be great. And if you could let me know, thank you so much. Can you let me know when the next shipment is? Because we've got a box of six that we're just opening right now, another box. So with this box we're talking about, the other one, I've got two boxes of 12 total. And I don't need another shipment right away. Can you see when the next one's due to ship?
Yes, sir, I sure can. Let me just take care of this refund for you, and then I can check that for you, okay?
Okay, because we need to probably bump that 3 months or something.
Okay, yes. Give me just a moment. Let me take care of this first.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, so that refund is going to be for $150, and you'll get that back within 3 to 5 business days. And let's see, and then also your next shipment is due to go out August the 25th for 2021.
August 5th, 6 months. Can we push that back 3 months, please?
Okay, no problem. So August. So you want to do all? I'm sorry, October to November the 25th.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let me change that for you. All right, so I have that in the system for you as well. So you got a refund of $150 that you'll get back within 3 to 5 business days due to the product being expired already. And then also we push your net shipment date back into November the 25th for 2021.
That's awesome. And can you see what the last 4 digits are on the card that you're refunding?
Yes, I sure can. Let me get that pulled back up. Okay.
Should be 02006.
Okay. Yeah. Is it American Express?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's it.
Okay. And was your name Tiffany?
Yep. That's right.
You've been super. Thank you for great customer service.
Oh, you are more than welcome, and thank you for that as well. Now, we are doing a one-time shipment on our CryoFreeze. It is a CBD product that does relieve pain within 10 minutes. We are offering that to the customers as a one-time shipment for $17.49 if you wanted to take advantage of that.
I don't take it. My wife does, and she's already got something that she's pretty happy with, so I think we're okay.
Okay, well, no problem at all. Well, thank you so much for calling OMAX Health, and as a small business, we do sincerely appreciate your business, and as always, looking forward to assisting you on your journey of becoming a healthier you. You have a wonderful week, okay?
You too. Thanks again.
All right, and you're more than welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.